Ma. Okay, let's do it. Okay, Simenai and Tess, Dine Maftir, we're up to Sif Beis. So Maftir, lo yasal b'brachas av Torah ad la'achar sh'agoy l'korach ha'sefer Torah b'mitfachas. The Maftir should not start the brachas until the goyel, until the Galil, until the Sefer Torah is wrapped up. Right? Why? So the reason is because the person wrapping up the Sefer Torah, the one who's getting Galila, should have an opportunity to listen to the Maftir. All right, Gimel, but bracha rishayna, the first bracha, lachar ha-nemorim be'emes, eino inun omein, adab soif shemesayim v'tzedek, ki ha-kol bracha achasi, because there's, if you notice, there's different paragraphs in the brachas of the Haftarah. Yochem bracha rishayna, mibrichus ha-achroinis, eino inun omein, achar emes v'tzedek, ki im neman ato, shaykh le-bracha zu. Okay, ulefishi ish toim lanis omein b'mkom ezeilo, sometimes people answer omein, the maftir shouldn't make a hefsek, meaning don't pause because people might answer amen. So that people should know that it's not the end of the bracha. Meaning sometimes when you have long psukim and tillim, and the chazan takes a breath, the crowd answers even though it's not the end of the end of the pasuk. So the same thing by the haftarah. I think at this point nobody makes this mistake, so it's not a problem. It's important halacha. No talking during the haftarah. It's awesome. Hey, ikar adin shezeh shalol maftir hu bavad yomer haftarah v'tzibur yomer achra b'lachash. The halacha is the maftir reads the haftarah and everybody else should say it quietly. Right? Now this is a halacha that people don't like, but it's very important. I don't know if it's a very important halacha, but it's important to know. When the Baal Koyr is reading from a klaf, then you could just listen. But when the Baal Koyr is reading from a printed haftarah, then everybody should read the haftarah quietly. Right? Because it's not a real laning. Yeah. Fine.
Most Hasidim, so most Hasidim.
Oh, we're going to get to the Hasidim right now. He's going to bash them right now. Very good, Dov. Umashanogu shatzibur oimrim b'kol rom im ha-maftir. And this minig, that the people say it loud with the maftir, ain't zeh rak machmas chasar and yediyah. The only reason why they do this is because they don't know better. V'nochin levatel ha-minig, and we should be mevatel the minig. So there you go. V'gam yesh oizin shihiyas b'amiras haftarah. There are people that Shia means they extend the reading of the haftarah, which means that even after the one that got called up to read it, the hiskel abrachas ain roitzim lasik mamiras haftarah. They don't want to stop. Meaning you always got those guys that are reading for longer, and they read out loud. Below yofem roitzim, they're not doing good. Shim arim b'kol ram einam shamim kol dvarim vaschalas abrachas of hamafter. They're not going to hear it. They're not going to be here at the beginning of the brachas. For the palm and garment, shagama cherim asmuchim lev ain shoymin. Sometimes it's going to, even people sitting next to them are not going to be able to hear because this voice is drowning them out. Vavimman michim koilim kitzas betchilas abrachas. And even if they lower their voice, mikom hokam heim ba'atzim einam shoymin, they themselves won't hear. Lachen yesh nanoi ki miyad sheyish mesham after siyim haftarah zumaschal abrachas. When they hear the maftir finish, and he starts the brachas, avabishua dayan lesiyim, even though he hasn't finished, yiyam mosan b'shzika, wait quietly, achi yisayim after a brachas, till he finishes the brachas, v'arach yisayim hu amiras haftayra, and then let him finish the haftayra. Kama mafti yizor shalei lahasal amiras ha-brachas, achi yavzakol amoyin ha-rav l'gamri. Meaning, don't start the brachas until it gets quiet, right? When it's the double parsha, maftir and baftarah shel parsha shniyah, you do the second parsha. The vav ba'achrei kedoshim k'shein mechubarin shalza maftir and haloi kivni k'shuyim. Biktzas chumashim nirshim leparshas vayishach haftarah vayivrach Yaakov who tos ki haftarah zu shaychel leparshas vayetsay haftarah vayishlachu chazoy navadnu. On Zion, Rosh Chodesh Shacholi is b'Shabbos Maftir and Hashemayim Kisi. ואם טוב וקור ההפטור של פרש השבוע, הם עדיין לא יאמר הברוכס האחרון, אז יאמר גם השמיים כיסי, יבורך אחר כך. Then you make a bracha. And if you said the wrong one, v'imloi nizkarat l'achar ha-brachas, if you didn't realize that you messed up the haftorah till after the brachas, yom ha-shamayim kisi b'loi brachas. V'imchol Rosh Chodesh b'echa b'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls down on a Sunday, haftir mochar chodesh. V'imto adinoi k'moi b'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. If you made a mistake, then it's like Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Chol Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos u'yom aleph, if Rosh Chodesh is chal on and Yoim Aleph, Maftir and Hashemayim Kisi. Okay. Ches, Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, this is also interesting, Halacha. Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, which we didn't have this week, this year, because it was Yom Tov. Ein Maskir B'Brichas Avtar Shal Pesach. You don't mention Pesach. Right? Loi Be'emtza, not in the middle, V'loi B'chasim, and not by the Bracha. Ela Messiah Mekadesh HaShabbos. Al B'Chol HaMoed Sukkis, but in Chol HaMoed Sukkis, Kivan Shaimrim Halal Shalim, since you say halal shalim v'gam cholok b'karbonos, and there's different karbonos maskirin k'moy b'yom tov shal sukkos, you mentioned just like yom tov shal sukkos shechol b'shabbos that falls out on Shabbos. So chol hamoed pesach you don't add, chol hamoed sukkos you do. Shabbos, I mean. Test katan shegiyah l'chinuch, a katan that's hegiyah l'chinuch sheyodeh l'mi mevarchin, he understands who we're making a bracha to. V'yodeh l'achtach is oisiyas b'toiv, and he knows how to pronounce the words properly. Oyle l'maftir b'Shabbos b'yomtiv. He works. He goes as to the maftir on Shabbos and yomtiv. And bar b'farshas zohar, b'farshas para. Except for parshas zohar, parshas para. B'Shabbos shuva. I'm not sure why parshas Shabbos shuva. Why a cotton? You understand zohar and para because maybe it's deraisa. Right, when this shira also we don't call up the katan. That's before Tisha B'Av we call up the rav from Aftin. Yud loy niskana kriyas avtoira im abrachas el alach shakor avtoira. Abrachas kol akrum haruyim. They didn't wear a masakan avtoira with the brachas. Only once you called up the proper amount of people for the aliyas. Avalim it's a psul b'seif avtoira b'shabbos pashut. If you find a psul in seif avtoira on a regular Shabbos, afilu b'shvi, even if it's a seventh aliyah, lo yoyah seif avtoira acher, and there's no other seif avtoira. So when a sefer Torah is puzzle, you don't make the last bracha. Or when maftir is like on a yomtiv, there's a chiyav. Ayin la'el, afilu nimtza b'maftir, even when it's in the maftir, as I am mevarchim birchas avtara, you don't make the birchas avtara. Eloim remoisa b'loi brachas, you say without brachas. Al b'shabbos pashut, but on a regular Shabbos, im la'achar shakaru zayin krum b'brachas, if after they call up the seven aliyas nimtza psul, then it's fine because you called up the proper amount. Hein bekruim sheisifu hein b'maftir, whether it's what they add on, whether it's maftir nira di yesh likras avtoira b'brachas, it seems that you should say the avtoira with the brachas. Meaning as long as you called up the seven proper aliyas, then you could call the avtoira b'brachas. But if you didn't call the seven aliyas, then don't do the avtoira b'brachas because it's a pigam. It's embarrassing to the brachas, to the regular lady. Okay, stop there. I'm sorry for the hoarse voice. Everybody should have a fine night and a fine Shabbos.
We don't assume that the psul happened before. We assume it happened right now.
I'm not sure. Yeah, so I'm wondering if they found the psul after the haftarah was read. Meaning they found it in the next parsha, not necessarily in that parsha.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And then we assume that what it still happened then, and then the five, the seven aliyahs before were okay.
Correct. No, I don't think the psul happened then. I think they found the psul in a kriya that was later than what they were reading. That's what I'm saying. But I have no idea if that's correct.
And if it's they found it in what they were actually reading now.
I'm not
sure. Make a difference?
I don't know. I didn't understand it because why didn't they find it by Shvi? Right. Anyways.